Phoneboy Speaks, episode 173, Reinvention Ad Nauseam. When you've been doing high tech as long as I have, you start noticing patterns really quickly, or you see them. And reinventing the wheel is something that happens very often. I can't tell you how many times or how many different ways we've done messaging over the years. And I mean, you look at Twitter, you look at forums, you look at bulletin boards, you go all the way back. I mean, yes, this is we've done all of these things before. Nothing is really all that new, except maybe, now we can do it from our mobile phones. Although, frankly, even that's not all that new. We were doing that at Nokia many years ago. The clients have gotten a whole lot better, of course, and with the data networks have gotten better. But the fundamental here's an email and it's on my phone, that experience has not really changed all that much. And yeah, we can put put lipstick on the pig and paint new experiences on it, but it's still fundamentally the same thing. So but I mean, ultimately people want to communicate, and SMS is a great example of that. SMS is very popular because it communicates from device to device. Everybody has a phone number. You're going to have to remember it anyway just to call somebody. So it's a great thing. And although there's lots of alternatives to SMS, especially in places like even in the U.S. where it's expensive to do per SMS. I mean, they have unlimited plans, but let's face it, they charge too much for them for the most part. And when you consider that SMS is basically free to the carrier, it's just a huge profit center. And so there's lots of what they call over-the-top messaging services, and they're all basically the same. And there's been some activity with this on app.net also. And and app.net has an interesting model because, let's face it, you can if you get a free account, you can do private messaging till the cows come home, because the limitations are really in they're really on the number of people that you can follow on the public timeline. But privately, you can message each other all you want. So it's got a fairly open API. It's like developing for any one of other social media or instant messaging services over the years. And there, believe me, there's been plenty of those as to which one's better. I mean, I've used ICQ and AOL. I mean, I've used all of them that have existed since the 90s in one way or another. And they're all roughly the same. And, the ones that are based on app.net are still roughly the same. Yeah, you can add a few more things to it. And, there was a focused app that got released called Whisper, which is not to be confused with another app named Whisper that has nothing to do with app.net. But it's an app that's made by the guys who do Repost, who's one of the more popular app.net clients for viewing the timeline. They made this Whisper app that's essentially just private messaging. And again, there's only so many ways you can do that. They did add the typing notifications. They do support multiple accounts. If you pay for the pro version, they've got some other stuff in there. But long and the short of it is, it's still instant messaging. It's just using the app.net backend. And I guess it's compatible with other app.net clients, of course. So there, it's nice because many things can use the same backend. But again, none of this is new, because I don't know how many times we've reinvented all of this stuff. So it doesn't seem like we're ever satisfied with anything that we get. And so this is just, we keep reinventing it because we can. And I'm just waiting for something to actually be better. And a lot of these things, there's maybe little iterative improvements here and there. But nothing against the guys who did the Whisper app for app.net. I think it's a nice app. But at the same time, we've seen this over and over again. And I'm looking for something new. And maybe it'll help drive app.net forward a little bit, having something that's instant messaging focused. But for advancing instant messaging per se. I don't know that it's a huge innovation there, but you know, then again, I've seen this for, you know, as long as I've been online, I've seen this instant messaging thing, and it fundamentally hasn't changed all that much, and I don't know that it can really.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.